This is Vision View Sports Radio.
We are joined by Winston Mayor from the Tshwane Sports Council. Good evening, Winston. Thank you so much for joining us on the Sports Update on Vision View Sports Radio. Such a beautiful, beautiful initiative.
Tato, thank you. And also to your listeners, welcome.
Yeah.
Yes, you're quite right. This is an event that is long overdue. If we take into consideration the enormous amount of work that women do behind the scenes, specifically within the sporting arena, within the sporting fraternity, not just in Tshwane, countrywide, internationally. You know, we need to call ourselves privileged because at the end of the day, the mother figure, the woman figure, in my opinion, that is what molds a society.
That is true. Ah, Winston, no better word said than that. And I think it's also a bit surreal, you know. We had the Ekurhuleni Women in Sports Awards. Then all of a sudden there was Sidibeng. And then there was Tshwane. You know, going region by region, awarding the women in those regions, and now bringing it all together to celebrate the entire province must really be so, so gratifying. Also noting how many from Tshwane have been nominated as well.
Yes, we took off in 2018 with Ekurhuleni. And subsequently last year, I called Munira and I said to her, please, you cannot exclude Tshwane.
Yeah.
You know where
the city of champions.
Exactly.
Thank
that.
You. I'm a champion myself.
Yes. And if we take history into consideration, where did it start in Ekurhuleni? And where did we end this year after Tshwane? As well as Sidibeng. From 200 and something to more than 1,181 finalists. That shows you the enormity of an event like this to give recognition. And I can guarantee you, yes, we are now saying there is 18 categories. Next year, I certainly want to see that there is more categories because, believe you me, over this 18 categories that we will give recognition for tonight, I am sure that if you boil deeper down within society, deeper within grassroots, the role and function that your women entrepreneur is playing, it says to me that we need to expand as far as your categories are concerned.
Yeah. Now, I actually wonder how many categories we're going to end up with because there's so many women to celebrate.
The fact of the matter is that we cannot move this thing in silos. Now, I may be wrong. And heaven forbid, I do not want to be wrong. Because women excel within various areas within society, not just in 18 categories that we have identified. More specifically, women that comes to the shore that many of them sits in wheelchairs. Many of them are blind, you know, and yet they have this urge in them to plow back into society and they knock on the door of sport.
And you know, what I also like about these awards, Winston, is that we are recognizing the women in our communities as well, which I found so important. We've got Community Journalist of the Year. We've got Community Radio Presenter of the Year. And not only looking at the ladies that we see all the time, yes, they also need to be recognized. But I really love that it's really digging into those grassroots. We're actually going to find way more, like you're saying, we're going to end up with 500 categories.
Hopefully not 500, but definitely more than 18. The one key area for me that need to stand out, and that is where women must step into, That is the area of training and education with regarding to sports. You know, it's nice, and specifically now in this time that we have COVID with us. COVID all of a sudden is now excluding us to have face-to-face contact with each other on the field. But we forget, if you take Tshwane as an example, we have in Tshwane 107 wards. We have 7 regions, and we are now establishing the local sport councils. Believe you me,
wonderful.
Those people need to be groomed.
Yeah.
And we that are coming a long way within the fraternity, we need to stand up. I want to say to federations, the leaders within federations tonight, it's time that you stand up and that you deliver the goods via various platforms, specifically on grassroots level within your rural areas. If we take Tshwane as an example, from Winkelspruit, Klip Kruisfontein, to Garankuwa, you name it.
Yeah.
What do you see is happening in the streets?
Yeah.
Children that play, more specifically, the girl child that play.
Yeah.
Women that play. Now, one of the major areas that is enshrined within the national sports plan is that we need a nation to play.
We do.
But we cannot play on the streets.
We can't.
And thus, I am now throwing the curve here from federations to local government. And I am not asking local government. I am telling them with the utmost respect. We need to deliver to our rural communities. It's crucial. We need to take sport as one of the building blocks of society. You know, if Madiba was still alive today,
he would be so proud to see the ladies here this evening. He would be so, so proud. And I think, Winston, you know, you speak about grassroots and needing us as a community of South Africans to work together, because we cannot have a 2023 Netball World Cup without working together.
Exactly.
We cannot have Banyana Banyana doing well at the FIFA World Cup without working together, because all those girls are brought up somewhere. They're from our communities and they need to be taken care of by the federations and local government. Which also brings me to the factor of the Department of Gauteng Sports, Arts and Culture and SABC joining in as a broadcaster. That's also a very big step, because I think we've been crying for a very long time that women's sports do not get recognized.
Certainly. You know, it's crucial that our political counterparts and that the media play the role that they're supposed to play. If you listen to the media many a time, then there's negative connotation. I want to say that sport is one of the vehicles that can turn it into positive connotation.
Yes, yes.
Okay? And we need to ensure also, not just the Gauteng Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, not just media, but I'm also here now throwing the curveball into SASCOC, that plays a major role as far as sport is concerned. Because You can do leisure, and then you can say to yourself, I want to be competitive.
Yeah.
And obviously that is where SASCOC comes in. Very crucial to SASCOC, together with sports, Department of Basic Education also needs to come on board. But, and this is the big but, corporate South Africa.
Sure.
Corporate
money.
South Africa.
Please.
You know, the minister can shout. We as sport administrators can shout as loud as we want to.
Yeah.
If we do not have the means, the money, to deliver according to the mandate, then we're going nowhere.
That's
and
true.
Unfortunately, I say this, it breaks my heart. Unfortunately, if you look at national government every year when we have the Minister of Finance doing his budget speech,
Where does sports
end up? The last 3%?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's true.
Sorry, Mr. Minister. All of you within government, we know that you walk the extra mile. Mm. But as far as sport is concerned, as far as the young girl child is concerned, we need more money so that we can plow back, so that we can build. And we want to build. Very importantly is also the issue of transformation.
Yes.
We need to transform sport.
We do.
It's 26 years now into a new dispensation. Mm.
We're still having those complaints on social media in this day and age.
And you'll be surprised, on those very same streets that I was referring to.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised the Castus Omenias that's running there. You'll be surprised the Ezekiel Sipengs that is there.
Amen.
I want to go so far and say you'll be surprised to find out that the best boxers in the world are there.
On the streets.
You know? Now, if I then refer to all those sport coaches as the big ones, but the Cinderella sport coaches, those are the ones where we need to tap into.
Yes.
And more importantly, we'll also need to tap into the specific needs of a community in society. It is no use that we sit a pitch down for soccer and the community urge something else.
Yeah.
Instead of soccer.
And it becomes a white elephant in the community.
Exactly.
And nobody can access it. And they're sitting outside the arena participating in sporting action. But Mr. Mayor, I'm hoping that we can have more of these conversations. You really, really have opened up my mind to conversations that we know and talk about in our small corners in the shadows, but definitely need to come out in the light. And with the inaugural Gauteng Women in Sports Awards, I feel that this is exactly where we get to tap into these conversations and focus more into them. So I hope you enjoy this evening. Rooting for Tswane because it is the city of champions, and I'm an 012 girl, so I'm definitely going to be rooting for Tswane. And enjoy the evening, Mr. May, and thank you so much for the time.
Tatu, thank you very much. Thanks to your listeners. And the last one.
Yes.
Gauteng Women in Sport Awards? Come on, South Africa.
Hey?
Where is the Western Cape Women in Sport Awards? KZN Women in Sport Awards? All the other provinces.
Exactly.
It's shake-up time. It's shake-up time. Please, come
it's
to the
It's shake-up time, but this is why this is the province of champions. We start things out,
They
will follow suit. How honored are we, Mr. Mayor, this evening to be at the inaugural Gauteng Women in Sports Awards? By the time it goes national, we'd be tired of all these awards. Like, yeah, we've been at it.
Well, I want to end it off. A salute to all the women. Not just in Tswane, in South Africa and across the globe.
Thank you so much for all of us.
It's
we appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure for this interview. Thanks.
Thank you. That, of course, is Mr. Winston Mayor from the Tswane Sports Council.
A 360-degree view on sports.